Good evening, everybody. It is June 1st, 2020. This is the first meeting this year of the Pacific National Board's Audit Committee. So we're happy to finally get together. And tonight we are going to just kind of meet each other and, you know, talk a little bit about why we're here and assign officers, discuss any updates, and any other questions that come up. I will take the roll call first thing, since I have the list. Let me just get my attendance sheet out. Okay, Adriana Casanez?
Present.
Are you? Yeah. Akio Tanaka? No, Aki. Bella De Soto? Bella? Bella? Not yet. Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
It's Grace, I'm here.
Okay. James McFadden? No, James.
Hello?
Julie Hewitt? Yes, hello? Who keeps saying hello? Why are you saying hello? Julie Hewitt?
Julie's here. I am here.
Good. Excellent. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Okay. I keep having that. Marilyn Vodowney?
I'm here.
Sandy Weinman?
Andy Wyman is here.
You're here. Okay. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
William Heerwagen. Nope. And me, I am here. Okay, so we are missing 1, 2, 3, 4 people. Maybe they'll turn up. Meanwhile, we can move on. Can I get somebody to volunteer to be timekeeper? Somebody. Keep us mainly
I'll
on track. And
I'll do that. This is Lyndon. I'll do that.
Lyndon, thank you so much. Appreciate it. I didn't put in times for people to speak, but, you know, if you look at number 3 where I have introduction of committee members, I figured 2 to 3 minutes each max, if that's, you know, that could take up a half an hour. Okay, good. All right. Can we move to the approval of the agenda? Are there any objections to the agenda as written?
No.
Okay, great. No objections? And we don't need a second. Who moved to approve it?
Adriana.
Okay, that's what I thought. Adriana moved. Okay. Since we, just for the listening audience, the next item is introduction of committee members. Following that will be nominations or appointments of officers of this committee for 2020. So we need to elect our chair and our secretary. After that, a brief update on the fiscal year 18 audit. After that, questions or discussion of the audit process, this committee's role, whatever people really want to talk about, or if they don't want to talk about anything, then nothing. Then action items, any other new business, and we'll adjourn. I put the introduction of committee members before nominations and appointments so that, you know, we can hear something about each other in case that would have to do with our nominations. Okay. I don't know if you want me to ask people to go in some order or if people just want to kind of throw themselves in and then we'll get to everybody else after that.
Would you call on people, Eileen? It's so horrible when people try to talk at the same time and everything is garbled. So just...
Oh, no, we won't allow that. That won't be happening. Okay, well then let's just go back in the same order. I call the roll in order of alphabetical order of first names because that works easier for me. Adriana, that's you.
Thank you. My name is Adriana Casney from KPST Houston. I'm an investigative reporter, a world citizen against any type of violence, a U.S. citizen by choice, not by accident, permaculture designer, organic gardener, a small business owner. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. After Adriana comes, she's not here. Darlene, you're up.
Okay. I'm from KPFA, and I am a staff representative on the LSB. I'm part of the apprenticeship program. I'm a graduate apprenticeship, and I'm currently in the operations internship, more technical training. Let's see. Good question. What else do you know about me? Oh, well, my background is in collectives, cooperatives, and nonprofit businesses. I'm sort of officially retired from salary making work. So all my work is now non-salaried. And my specialty in those areas is was management, HR, finances. So, I have pretty much a business background without ever having, except for 1 year, and we don't even talk about that, ever being in the corporate world. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm sorry, what was that?
Bella DeSoto.
Oh, Bella, so you're here. Good. You are here. Let me mark you as present. Welcome. And Bella, we were on point three where we were introducing committee members. Do you feel ready to go? Because I was going in alphabetical order. So just two or three minutes about, why you're on this committee and where you're from.
Okay.
And whatever else you want us to know. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Eileen, for putting this together. And like Darlene, I have been involved with co-ops. But my background, my professional background is a full charge bookkeeper. So I've been an independent contractor for many years. So I'm hoping to bring my expertise to the floor, to the table rather, and help out because we all know Pacifica needs help. And I'm concerned. I've been around Pacifica KPFK for many years, so I've seen a lot, witnessed a lot, and have done a lot. So to make it short, I'm excited to be here, and I am on the LSB, obviously, and finally got in. And I'm on the finance committee as well here, and and hello, Adriana Casanave. It's been a long time since we talked. So thank you, and I'm concerned that the fiscal year 2008, 9, and 10 are missing from the Pacifica.org website. Thank you.
We'll get there. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. William Hairwagon also on the call.
Oh, great, William. I'll mark you present. Thank you. Eric Jacobson, can we hear from you? Do you have something to say?
Yes.
Your background?
I'm an LSB member from KPFK, and I was recently, fairly recently elected last December, I guess. I joined the LSB. My background is as a public interest and civil rights attorney. I spent a good part of the 21st century, I guess you could say now, litigating for improvements in and reform of criminal justice issues, particularly policing and corrections, mistreatment of the populace. So you could imagine it's been an absolute horror to witness recent events and to see that essentially everything I tried to do was resulted in failure. But maybe there's a renaissance in the works here. That's all. I'm a little preoccupied as we speak because of the drama here in Los Angeles and elsewhere surrounding this horrific event in Minneapolis. But I don't have any, and I also want to add that I don't have any particular accounting or bookkeeping type background, but I bring a passion for the well-being of medium and long-term of Pacifica. That's why I ran for the LSP. My chief issues were the unity of the network and essentially the fiscal soundness of the network. So in that sense, I have a keen interest in the audit, the audits being put in shape and qualifying us for grants and other types of appeals for funding. That's all.
Great. Thank you. It occurs to me that I think we did this in earlier years, but I can put together a list of good websites for you to or you or anybody to read up on some of the basics, perhaps, of audits and financial statements for non-financial people. So I'll try to do that pretty soon. Let me make a note so I don't forget. Okay. That's always handy to refer to. All right. Grace Aaron. Let's hear from you.
Hello. Yes, I'm on the Pacifica National Board, and along with Eileen and others. And I'm also from KPFK. I've been on the audit committee before, and I've also been the chair of the National Board. And in 2009, I was the interim executive director for 10 months. So I've been around Pacifica for quite some time and understand a lot of the dynamics of the different stations. And hope that we get our audits done as quickly as possible because that will make us eligible for a lot of grant and other funding.
Great. Thanks, Grace. All right. Oh, I should say that I forgot until this moment that Aki Tanaka told me, it's his 40th anniversary today, so he wasn't going to make it to the meeting. I sent him a congratulations email. So well, we won't be waiting for him anyway. James McFadden.
I'm on the LSB at KPFA. I was on the audit committee last year. I'm familiar with spreadsheets, and I think that's enough.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Julie Hewitt.
Hi, this is Julie Hewitt. I'm on the LSB at WPFW. I've been there on the LSB for 4 years, and that whole time, basically, save a couple of months, I've been on the Pacifica Audit Committee. My background training is I have a PhD in economics, but an economist is not necessarily a good accountant, but I understand why accounting is important. I work for the federal government, and one of the things that I have spent a chunk of my time as a civil servant doing, not my day-to-day job, but the combined federal campaign, which is a workplace charitable giving foundation kind of thing. And one of the things that occurred to me is and made me a WPFW activist was trying to get what I thought was WPFW's financial house in order, which I came to realize meant getting Pacifica's financial house in order in terms of, getting caught up on audits, et cetera, so that not only would PFW and the Pacifica Network have access to CPB funding, but it would also, you know, possibly make it much easier for not just the combined federal campaign, but other sort of workplace giving opportunities to be another source of funds for WPFW as well as the other stations in the foundation. And so I've been pretty committed to making sure that we get our financial house in order and have enjoyed being on the audit committee for the last approximately 4 years. Thanks.
Don't forget, you're also on the finance committee at PFW.
That too. You're right. Thank you.
Don't leave out any. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, Julie. Lyndon Foley.
Yeah, I have only been active. Well, I'm from KPFT in Houston. I've only been active in the management type or representation of the radio station since 2018, late 2018. My business experience or my life experience includes times working for natural gas pipelines here in Houston. I worked in rate and regulatory. So we dealt with the FERC up in Washington, D.C. I also did budgeting and economic analysis. I took a break from that to import beer from Peru for a while, which was a lot more fun. And then I got retired in the recession of 2009, and I decided to get a little bit involved with KPFT, and I got on the LSB as the treasurer last year, and then I ran for the PNB seat so I can get a look under the hood, and it's not pretty. So here I am.
All right. Thanks, Lyndon. Marilyn Vote Downey. Let's hear from
Hi,
you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Can you?
Very
yeah,
good.
Okay. I'm kind of like Julie Hewlett. I'm a listener member of the WBAI local station board, and I really got active around some issues at the station, and I ended up, Jack Shalom, two producers, Jack Shalom and Fran Luck, who are producers at BAI, and a former producer, Rosalie Hoffman, and I, we ended up getting together after a meeting, and we decided we would raise funds for the station because BAI really needed money. And the more we thought about it, the more we realized that we couldn't really raise any funds until the audits were done. And that for the audits to be done, there had to be money to pay for the auditors. So we launched the five-station audit fund drive idea. And we worked like our butts off, and that was actually realized March 2nd, 2017, when we did have the four-station audit fund drive. And because there was somebody had left money to BAI, we had a matching fund, I think it was $75,000. And we ended up raising, I think, over $200,000 that day for the audits. Mm-hmm. And it was really exciting for a while because we made a lot of progress, and suddenly we've ground to a crushing halt. And I was on the audit committee last year. We can't seem to get past the 2018 audits, and I'll tell you, I'm not known for my patience, so I'm anxious to be on this committee so that I can find out what's going on so we can finally get these audits caught up. So that's
great.
That.
Okay, Marilyn, thank you very much. Sandy Weinman.
Thank you. I'm from KPFT. I've been a programmer for about 22 years. I do a Grateful Dead-oriented show on Saturday afternoons.
Oh, nice.
This is my second trip around with the LSB. I served the first 6 years the LSB was in vogue. I served as treasurer, as vice chair, and then took a nice long break or siesta, call it what you will. And I ran last time, and I guess I won because I'm back on the board. I don't know if that's winning or losing, though, going to some of the meetings. I'm anxious to make sure that our finances are in good order. KPFT is really struggling right now. We're about two-thirds away through a fund drive targeted to raise $150,000. We're not even going to raise half of that. So finance has become a very crucial issue, even when talking about beyond the month of June. So I know audit from the standpoint that I have an electrical engineering degree and MBA. I'm sorry, but I've been in corporate animal my whole life, now retired mostly because of COVID. And I have a little bit of knowledge about budgets and spreadsheets and audit all combined. So thank you. I'm looking forward to working with all of you.
Great. Thank you. And you were, I was informed a little late that you were going to be with us. I'm glad you're here and welcome. Let's see. Sean Rhodes.
Hi. I am the staff director from WBAI. I've been part of the station since 1994. I'm one of the few board operators at the station. I was on the audit committee last year. I share Grace's sentiment of wanting to have the audits completed so that we can be eligible for much-needed money. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Sean. And William Hairwagon, it's good for you.
Hello. Good evening. William Hairwagon from the WBAI LSB. I've been on many committees of the LSB and actually many committees of the PNB as well. My background is in auditing, accounting, and computers. And so hopefully I'll be listening closely and be helpful. Thanks.
I didn't know that about your background. That sounds helpful. Great. Okay, that's everybody except me, so I'll just say a few words here. I think I started just a few months before Julie at WPFW, because I still think of Julie as the new kid. I don't know why. I guess it was 2016, so I was at PFW. Started out on the finance committee there and then was elected to the LSB a little later. I started there because I loved the station and I had some time on my hands and thought I could probably contribute something because my background really is a little diverse, but the relevant part is pretty much in nonprofit management, and I've been finance manager at nonprofits in places where I did pretty much everything except the program work. So, you know, I was doing all the books and all the audit prep and all the compliance stuff, and you learn how these things work along the way. So I was hoping to be able to contribute some of those skills to the station and then to Pacifica in general. I did get appointed elected to the audit committee before I was on the PNB. I think that was in 2018, and then joined the PNB last year. So here I am, still chair, at least for the moment, and I'm also on the governance committee this year. So that's it for me. Does anybody want to say anything else here?
Bella?
Oh, okay, Bella, go ahead.
I need to ask you, Eileen, please let me know if I come across too loud. I often speak loud. It's my voice, my projection. Don't need to be loud, so you let me know, okay?
Actually, I just turned you down on Maestro. I turned your volume down.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did that. So I wanted to say that we lost the CPP funding in 2014, and so it's been a long while. We have a lot of work to do, but again, I want to stress that we need to find out what's going on with fiscal year 2009 and 10, not post.
I found one of those. I know you were... I was going to ask you, actually, maybe Bill Crozier might have them. He thought he might have some of these missing documents kicking around. Somebody's bound to have them. I found one of those. I can't remember offhand which year it is, and I haven't sent it off to Otis to have him post it yet, but I will soon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I think the documents must have been misplaced or something, or just never turned into the people who were posting them. I don't know. That's all I know. But we'll work on that. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. On our agenda, then, we should move to, I guess, nominations and appointments. I have been chair for a couple of years, but, you know, maybe somebody else wants to be chair. So I'm happy to continue being chair if nobody else wants it. But we should, you know, go through the motions in case somebody does. If somebody else does want to be chair, then I guess we have to have an election. Does anyone want to nominate someone to be chair? Or
this is I nominate Eileen Rosen, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn.
This is Grace. I second
okay.
that.
Any other nominations for chair or volunteers? I don't hear any. I guess that means I will be chair by acclamation again. Is that correct?
Yay!
Somebody who knows the rules. Thank you.
Yes.
By acclamation.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Willing to do it, Eileen.
I'm happy to do it. It's been an interesting couple of years, and I kind of want to see it through to at least a good point where I feel like we're really on the road. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes again. Do I have any nominations or volunteers to be secretary? As you probably know, minutes are not usually expensive. You just need to take the roll and note any motions and agreements. I'm not sure. I think both Grace and Adriana have been secretary before. Maybe you can speak to the amount of work that implies. Grace, any comment there? Adriana?
Yeah, it's not that much work to be secretary. You don't have to take stenographic notes. All you have to do is write down the motions and how they were disposed of, the votes on the motions and whether they were successful or not. Procedural motions like extension of time, that kind of thing, do not need to be in the minutes, just the actual decisions that are made by the committee. It's not really too difficult.
I nominate myself, Bella.
Okay, great. Okay. Anyone else? Well then, Bella, by acclamation, you are secretary. Have you been secretary on any committee before?
Several times. I also chair the outreach committee.
Okay. No, I was just asking in terms of whether you knew the, you know, the format and what has to be on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. And so we will talk apart, you know, just to coordinate things some other time, not right now. Okay, thank you, everybody. That was easy. Brief update on the fiscal year 2018 audit. I think I've written to you with a little bit of information. There hasn't been that much. It's just been people cranking along and trying to get the information out of the stations and into condition to be worked on, to be sent to the auditor. Some of you delayed. I'm sorry, I'm hearing some background noise. Okay, it stopped. Thank you. I can usually see who it is, so I won't name and shame. I'll just mute people for a few seconds and hope it stops when you hear it. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, the NETA, our accountants, started with us, I guess, in 2018, mid to late 2018. Okay, I'm going to mute a couple of people. And Pacifica is not an easy organization to walk into. As you know, we had a lot of turnover in both executive directors, and we had varying levels of efficacy in the financial management, and some of this information is really more relevant or more appropriate to be discussed in the finance committee, but there are a lot of things that could be improved, like, you know, everybody uses different systems, everybody books things differently. Some people book things correctly and some people don't. So the accountants have had to spend a lot of time reconstructing things and doing detective work to find things that should have been linked that weren't, and then find them and link them and clean it all up. So that took a long time. And then getting some of the 2018 information out of some of the stations. Some were better than others, which means that some were not better than others. But finally, everything is in hand. And I meant to call the auditor today, but didn't get the chance. But I'm kind of expecting us to have drafts in our hands Wednesday or Thursday. I want to have them at least 2 or 3 days before next week's meeting, so we all have a chance to look them over, to look the draft over, and get an idea of what our questions or doubts or whatever are, because, you know, the auditor will join us and walk us through the audit and be able to answer our questions. I imagine somebody from NETA will be on as well to help out with that. I wanted to say that the FY 2019 audit, we should start that right away as soon as we are done with this 2018 audit. 2019, NETA expects it to be easier because they were more on site, so to speak, even if it was virtually, with us through 2019, and they were in touch with everybody, all the stations, and they think the documentation should be in much better shape and the books in better shape. So we hope it will be a much quicker process. So that's all I can say about that, because I don't know myself, but I would guess that that would be the case. It's got to be better. So that's our hope. And that's my whole update on the 2018 audit for the moment.
Lyndon,
you
for the second.
Some questions, though. Sure, Lyndon, go ahead.
It was recently asked at one of our LSB meetings about the where the audit was, and I told people that I had recalled seeing an email that the last four items that the auditor need had been delivered to him, and it was going to take like 4 days. Was that true, or am I mistaken? I thought I read.
When was that LSB meeting? Because that could be true, depending on when it was.
Well, no. What I saw was within the last 2 weeks. An email.
Yeah, that could be true.
Bella,
it's quite possible.
But it could be false.
No, they've got everything. I just don't know which four items or exactly what dates, but. That sounds about right, you know, date-wise. They do have everything. I mean, let me just write down Bella, Marilyn. I know that they've got everything. I mean, I spoke to the auditor Friday, I think, so I know he's got everything. And he just couldn't promise a draft for today, you know. You just couldn't do it quite that quickly. But I expect to see it in a few days. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Bella?
Yes, Madam Chair. We did not select a timekeeper. And I
wanted... Oh, yes, we did. Lyndon volunteered, actually.
Oh, timekeeper. Great. And the other thing is that when you mentioned that some people have been booking things here or over there and not doing it correctly, I have worked hard with QuickBooks because I'm an expert with Intuit QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I coordinated or created a comprehensive chart of accounts. The chart of accounts, of course, is what guides the general ledger, which then extends to the P&L and the balance sheet. So at some point, I would like to, maybe not tonight, but we need to address this so that we can come up with policy across the network to centralize and one-size-fits-all chart of accounts, so that there's no confusion at the end of the year where things were booked or during the year where things are going to be booked. This is an area that really requires delicate attention. Thank you.
Well, Bella, you have hit one of my pet peeves right on the head, if I can mix metaphors there. I've actually talked to NETA about the chart of accounts, which I think is a miserable piece of, you know, our current chart of accounts. It's just endlessly long and confusing, much more than it needs to be. So, you know, we're on the same page there, and we can talk about that.
Good.
And, yes, of course, policies. We need to, I think, guide people how to enter things. Just as an example, I think it was last year.
Pardon me, this is a timekeeper.
Yes.
We're past our brief update, but if we're into any questions, discussions, then we're good for 15 more minutes.
Okay, I think we could. I think we have kind of oozed over there, if that's okay with everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Lyndon. But I lost. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked me for a list of all the consultants we paid in fiscal year 2017. So I went off and got that list. And I don't even remember if I had to get it from each station or if NETA was it. I don't remember. But when I looked at the printout of everything, every station had treated it totally differently. Some put in what the consultants had actually worked on. Some just said consultants, some have the name, some have, you know, so that drives me crazy. I'm also, you know, on the side of functional expenses, are people actually, do people know what those are? And are they booking things in the right place for that? So, yes, we'll talk about that. Okay, thank you. Marilyn?
Yeah, thank you for doing that work.
Okay.
I have heard, regarding the 2018 audits, I had, the last report I had heard is the auditing firm was not going to release the audits until they were paid. I think it was
absolutely not. That's not true. I don't know where that rumor came from. They are totally, they're paid up to date. They're fine.
Oh, good. Okay, thanks.
That can happen if you're behind with the firm. They might not release it, you know, if it's a substantial amount of money, I suppose. I think that can happen, but that is not our case right now, fortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments or things you want to talk about? Well, that's fine. We don't have to have a long meeting. Okay. We can just move on then. Because it sounds like most people have some experience with this, whether it's in the business world or through having been on the audit committee or having worked on audits elsewhere. And those who haven't worked on this stuff before, which I think is maybe two people or something, you know, in the area, will probably, I'm sure will be able to pick it up the parts that they need to. Because, you know, the audit, I don't have to be in a... Okay, I'll get to you in a minute, Adriana, thank you. You don't have to be an accountant to read an audit. So like I said, I will try and find a few good web pages that might outline some of the major points for us. Okay. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I was a member of audit in 2018, the beginning of 2019. What I worry is we heard the same thing then. I mean, they were almost ready with the 2017 audit, and they said it will be completed by June 30 deadline, and the 2018 will be so easy because we already make all the job now. And what I see that is more than a year since then, and we are repeating the same, that the 2018 is not ready yet, will be soon, but the same situation will be with 2019. I'm sorry, but I wasn't in the committee since February or March 2019, in the last year, and I don't know what happened during that year that was so easy, supposedly to get the FY 2018, and we didn't. We don't have it yet. I don't know what...
Mm-hmm. Well, the difference, the conditions have changed in that NETA has been with us now for almost a couple of years, so I think that will help a lot. The 2019, I'm not sure what to say except that let's hope that what NETA has projected or what they've seen is correct, and that, you know, a lot of it depends on the response from the stations. So I think, like I said, I believe they've worked much more closely with the stations over the past year. So I would guess that that would mean that things are in better condition for NETA to get what they need out of the stations. I'm going to ask the auditors to give us their list, the PBC list, let's forget what PBC stands for, something by customer, well, the list of items that they need from the stations and from the foundation as a whole. And, you know, that's where NETA goes through it, they put everything together, and they find the open items and start working with the stations to get those open items. I'm hoping that for 2019, if needed, those of us who are on this committee, you know, can help push our respective stations to respond if they haven't in a timely fashion. So, you know, we'll be calling on each other to do that if needed. Let's hope it's not too needed. Let's hope things go more smoothly. I expect them to, personally. So, Adriana, I can't guarantee it, but that's that's what I think. I'm sorry, who was that?
Bella, to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, it's a shame that, I forgot to say it earlier on, that I worked on the audit for fiscal year 2014, compiling the information. Uh-huh. It was a complete disaster, the files, everything. So I winded up straightening so many things up, and then I found that the general ledger was missing many entries. So each station has many issues. And again, I bring you back to the fact that we don't have a centralized system. So it's a shame that we on this committee would not be allowed to work on our respective stations to help them along, because that would be the ideal scenario, that we would have that purview for those with knowledge to help our stations get their – their paperwork in order?
It is food for thought. You know, we don't want to be the, like, how do you say, too many cooks in the kitchen, so we don't want to go trampling in where, you know, where we could be confusing things. But, you know, you can probably inquire at your station if there's a way for you to help out or coordinate with maybe with NETA if there, or with the National Finance Committee. I'm thinking that this year we might try to coordinate more closely with the Finance Committee, because after all, we depend on what is done with the books and in the financial areas of each station to be able to get the audits going. And that was a little bit of a source of frustration. I didn't always feel like I had access, or I didn't know who to talk to sometimes. So I think it's not a bad thing if we coordinate a little bit. Obviously, you know, the two committees are kept separate. We're not allowed on theirs. They're not allowed on ours, but doesn't mean we can't coordinate where appropriate. Okay. So, anybody else? We could, any other action items or new business other than I'll be in touch with the auditor and send you the draft as soon as possible.
Madam Chair,
I'll
send
some websites. Yes? Sorry?
We set a date for our next meeting.
We did. Yes, it's a week from tonight. I put it up on the calendar already because I expect to be able to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, let me apologize. I'm sorry I had to cancel a number of meetings, but I didn't want to just have a meeting just because we'd scheduled it. And, you know, we thought there were times when we thought we would have the draft a little sooner, but then there was still something hanging out there. So that's why we have these cancellations. But I think we're pretty good for next week.
Oh, next week.
Yeah, a week from tonight.
Okay.
Okay, this is Grace. Eileen, I have a question.
Go ahead, Grace. Uh-huh.
Do we have any kind of estimate as to when the auditor will have the draft audit so we can, is it a draft
or is it a
completed audit?
Well, it's draft until we approve it. So it would be a complete audit. And that's what we would go through with Jorge next week. And so from last I heard from him, I would expect to have it Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, great. And then
as soon as I get it, you guys, of course, because I want everybody to have the chance to look it over so we can compare ourselves so we're not just, you know, diving into it cold next week in a meeting.
Very good. I have one other
question.
That's
the idea. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Well,
sure.
I hope so. I hope we get it. We've been waiting for a long time. But anyway, will we be getting the management letter at the same time? Do you know?
No, we won't. That'll take a little longer. And I'm thinking I should also distribute last year's to the other members of the committee. I think I can talk about this in open session because I don't think it's a secret that for many years, auditors, and, you know, this is over the course of a few firms, have pointed out to us basically the same things, you know, different problems that are pervasive and enduring, like some of the internal controls that we don't do a very good job on, like separation of duties, things like that. Well, there's a list, and we can go over that. But I think it would definitely be worthwhile our looking over those management letters. Some of what they say there, I think there's a great deal of overlap with what the CPB told us in the audit they did of us, was that in 2013 or 14, I think. So it's worth looking at both of them, maybe at the same time, and trying to figure out how each of our stations is doing on those things and how we can try and really get past them. What do we need to set as policy or as Pacifica procedures? We need an accounting and financial management policy and procedures manual of some sort to guide people, and so there's some consistency throughout the network. But again, I may be stepping into the finance committee's area, but you know, I can't help myself. Sorry. So yeah, it's another project for us. Because otherwise, all we'll do this year is approve the audit and be done. I think we could do more than that. Even if it's not quite within our purview, we can examine what we are and are not supposed to be doing and avoid what we're not supposed to be doing. So that's what I've got to say for tonight.
Bella, to the stack.
Thank you.
Bella, sure, Grace. Thanks. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I appreciate, Eileen, what you just said. And I'm glad that Grace asked about the management letter. You're absolutely right. Every year, even though it's a different auditing firm, because that's the way it has to be to avoid conflict of interest, they always have a concisive statement, and they seem to always agree. Some have been more alarming than others over the years. But we are not stepping on anyone's ground. It just so happens that the audit committee is dependent upon a properly, orderly financial system in order to provide the proper information for the auditors. So we have got, you mentioned a few moments ago that we should be working closely with the finance committee. I will not disagree. I think that the issue has been that there has not been that kind of joint effort, and we have to insist on that if we want to come up with proper policy for the network.
We're at time on this issue.
Okay. Well, we're on time for everything, at time for everything. So I think we can close the meeting with that. I think our next meeting, next week, should probably be a little longer since we'll be going through the audit. I'm sorry, Grace, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I don't think that needs a seconding, does it? Any objections? No? Okay, thank you, everybody. Nice meeting. And
thank you,
Martin. Soon.
Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for an efficient meeting.
Okay, good night.
Hopefully,
bye-bye.